Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on the Beard Loss Podcast.
Okay, I have a genuine concern that these bad boys are going to get hit and it's going to be icy cold. Okay, like Poseidon's going to kiss these nuts.
You know, if you're constipated, I'm not sticking my finger for a suppository up my butt to make myself poop. But
seat was warm. The whole room smelled like the inside of a trucker's asshole. How do you know what that smells like? Mm.
Oh, God damn. Okay.
She's getting back into the thirst trap game. She shared a steamy bathroom mirror selfie on Instagram.
Smash. 100% smash.
See, old ladies is my game. You know what I'm saying? And I would smash.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
We're back at it. Episode, I think it's 222, if I can't count, whatever. I think it's fitting that there's a two in it because we were just having a good conversation about pooping backstage. And speaking of being the shit, I wanted to give a shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network Podcast of the Month, Bev's Video Kingdom, Barrel Age Flicks, and there's three this month, Kindness Matters Podcast. Three of them for the month of January, because at the time of recording, it's not quite January, but it is in a couple of hours. And I get to see the new day before these guys do, because the East Coast is the best coast, allegedly. And pretty excited. And because this is being released in January, we have a new friend of the show that I'm super excited about. At the time of the recording, we're doing this on New Year's Eve. So I'm going to try it for the very first time tonight. And this is Pepper's Fat Baby Bourbon. And just a really cool thing, how this kind of evolved. And we'll get into it a little bit later, because I don't want to talk about this company and then have to talk about poop, because I think that's a weird segue. So we'll bring the bourbon back up a little bit earlier, but we were kind of talking backstage like dudes do. I feel like a lot of us dudes, we talk about poop and fart and all sorts of awesome stuff. And Brandon made a comment about sometimes you just take a really good poop and you just want to take a good nap after.
I mean, it's like it changes you. Like, not only is your booty just like, oh, what did you do to me? But also, like, what did you put in your mouth that made me have to go? Bleh. But it's just like your whole body, it resets you. You know, you ever feel sick and then vomit, and that feeling you get, like that second wind after vomiting, like you're like, all right, I feel better now. Like, whether you're drinking or not. Like, that's kind of how I feel when I poop. Like, I'm like, man, I feel like a new person. But I also could lay down and like watch 6 hours of Netflix and just veg all day.
Did That's you guys a great lose way to Brandon's put it. Feed? Can you still see him? I think I lost his camera. Can you still see
no,
him?
No, I still have him, and it is a little blurry, but okay. It's but I do see him, and that is a great way to put it.
What I've noticed sometimes either of you are blurry, but when we see the rebroadcast, it looks just fine, so I'm not sure.
Yep. Yeah, I was just saying, it's for the first time ever, I just see at and then a little Wi-Fi symbol. I don't know what it means, so I just wanted to make sure that it was good on your guys' end.
Shall I shut my mic or camera off and turn it back on? Or
like, I still see you. It just says that whole actual recording is higher quality.
Yeah, no, we're good. Whatever. We're good.
Okay.
No, it's all good.
But I've never heard anybody talk about how it's kind of like how you feel you have to puke. You have that urge. You're just like, ugh. Like, I would just feel better if I just stuck my finger down my throat and just made myself throw up. Unfortunately, if you have to really, really poop, and I'm not sticking my finger for a suppository up my butt to make myself poop, but that sensation is there, and it is very, very similar.
If
you were that backed up, I mean, in so much pain, you really wouldn't just take a little the pain in us being guys that have pooping issues with the IBS and stuff, that feeling that you get when you got to go, we don't have that problem. But I'm telling you right now, like if I was backed up for a couple of days, I've heard it's terrible. And I could just imagine having to recently help the oldest break down how the food comes in and then comes out into a poop and realizing all the processes and how much of the backup we would have and how much shit comes out of me. That would be painful. I'd want it out. I would go or whatever you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would. But I guess, like you were saying, I've never experienced the issue of being backed up for so long. Like, there's probably one day where I'm like, oh, I don't think I shit today. That's unnormal, you know? And then I hear these other people like, yeah, you know, sometimes I shit once a week. And I'm like, I shit four times a day. How are you holding that shit in there for a week? The fuck?
I was
obviously healthier diets.
I was constipated one time when I was about 10 years old. And I just remember I couldn't shit for 2 days. It was the worst feeling. And then about 3 a.m, my body was like, nope. And it was the biggest turd I've ever seen. And of course, I was a 10-year-old eyes. So like, you know, you looked a lot bigger. It's like when you walk in and your dad in the shower, you know, he's got the biggest one in the world. Come to realize, no, he doesn't. But it was like that. But to your point, Matt, I would take an enema in a second if it got poop out of me, if I needed to. Not even once would I hesitate. Mm.
Yeah. Last week, too, you kind of talked about an awkward story in the bathroom, how somebody said a comment to you. And I had a moment. And the biggest thing, it's not as awkward as yours, but it could have been. I had that moment. You know, we talked about bathroom etiquette. You know, if there's somebody at a urinal, maybe go to the stall or whatever. So I'm eating at a restaurant. I'll throw it out there, whatever. Texas Roadhouse. Okay. And because my daughter is obsessed with it. We're so backwoods, and I think Euban can relate as well, or maybe that's not the right term, but there's like no major chains near us. So when you drive an hour and a half for a basketball game, you're like, all right, we're stopping here. We roll up to this place. I'm like, it's like 3:30. It won't be that busy. It's fucking packed. I mean, packed. So I get online, do the check-in. Worked really well. The people, shout out, working the door, did a phenomenal job. And, of course, we order, and I eat. So what do I have to do? Got to take a dump. And I heard from some people that you could download an app, which, again, this isn't a friend of the show or anything, but there's an app called Poop Map. So I downloaded it, and it was the first one. So every time you take a dump, you can go in there, you can take a picture, you can put a little emoji or a location, and you can share it with your friends and all that stuff. So if anybody wants to be my friend on Poop Map, so that was the first one I did was there. But I walk in, see the urinals, see the stalls, and I look. There's one handicap shitter. There's a regular shitter, two urinals. That's the setup that I'm working with. And I look, and I'm like, it would be – and I had my – I was like, it would be nice to have some space. But it would probably happen to me that it would be the – you know, I don't want to have that moment, where, like that video we showed on Triple T one time, where somebody comes in a wheelchair, needs the actual space. So I'm like, all right. Not going to do it. And I walk in, and it was disgusting. The other one was gross. Handicap one looking good. I'm like, fuck it. So I got to go in there. I mean, it is gross. So don't I sit down. 2 seconds later, somebody wheels in. And I'm like, thank God I made the choice. I mean, and shout out to the people that were helping the person. You know, there was somebody that clearly needed help, you know, doing whatever they did. And they were just some of the most patient person I've ever heard helping this person get through there. And there's probably some other things that we could say, but I'm not going to say, because if they happen to watch this show, I don't want to disrespect anybody. There were some funny comments that were in there, but there was a weird moment too, where somebody else was kind of sitting in the other person's wheelchair. I think there was probably maybe two people helping out or two family members or something. But it appeared that they were sitting in there almost like laying down, relaxing, almost taking a quick nap. But it looked like they were like leaning on the urinal with the nap. Like it was a really weird thing. And I got really weirded out. And it was kind of one of those poops too, where it's never ending wiping. And I'm just like, all I wanted to do was get out of this goddamn bathroom. And then there was a poor bastard that had to use the shitter after me because there was no other place. You had somebody taking a nap on a urinal. You had somebody in the handicap stall. And this guy kind of looked at me like, yeah, fuck.
It's like peanut butter pudding, dude. It's just never ending stopping of the, it's awful. And, you know, I've had that experience where you are the guy and you're like, hey, man, sorry, bud. But then also, like, last week I walked into the bathroom right after my show and I was like, I got to go. It was warm. The whole room smelled like the inside of a trucker's asshole. How do you know what that smells like? Imagine. It was god awful. It was like, Jesus, man, what did you eat, dude? It smells like sweet beef stew.
You mind talking that way? Because your breath smell like straight ass crack, bro.
I mean, yeah. We've all had that dump, and it's not a very good diet, that's for sure.
So you were talking about that app, Matt, about mapping yourself out about where you poop. You ever thought about that? Like, not just pooping, but other moments he's downloaded it. Other moments in life, like, maybe it's who else right now is taking a poop? Who else right now is, you know, getting some head, getting, you know, like who else in this world at this moment is going through the same thing that I'm going through?
You know, I was a little rebellious whenever I was a youngster in middle school. And then that Too Short song, Blowjob Betty, when it came out, there was a girl in high school who was known for giving BJs for practically 50 cents. And so we changed the song. Technology wasn't the greatest back then, but every time it would cut off Betty, I used Roxio Easy CD Creator number 5. Shout out to you, Roxio. And we recorded it. They would say Betty. We would remove it, and then we'd enter Haley. Shout out Blowjob Haley. So we would sit there in our old school Saturns with our 12-inch speakers bumping Too Short, and then you would just hear Blowjob Haley. Giving real good head, bust a left nut, right nut, and her. And our shop teacher found that hilarious, and he kept that original version for a long time. So I wonder if he still has that.
He was probably pissed because you were paying 50 cents and he was paying 10 bucks.
You know what? He was very close with the girls. The shop teacher was very, very close with the girls. Very inclusive. So
it's a very shop teacher thing.
He used to hide beers in the tank of the toilet.
That sounds about right.
Wow. We had a baseball coach at our school that got in trouble for having too close of relations with some of the kids. Never got in trouble legally, but he just wasn't the baseball coach no more.
So. It's a good thing, I guess, that it happened back then, because nowadays he'd be on the news, and rightfully so. But awesome. So apparently there are some messages in the chat, and Lloyd said, just want to say that apparently I butchered his name on YouTube, and I probably deserve it because my audio was really bad. There's one thing you got to know about me is I'm terrible with names, and I'm terrible with reading. I said Oregon. I said Oregon. Now I'm trying. There's a lot of words that I don't say well, and that's one of them. So Landy, that's what we're going to go with, like the car, and Handy, but with an L. That's what we're going to do. Because I'm sure he's a handy guy. Not the weird sexual innuendos or whatever the right word is for that. He's probably a handy guy. I mean, he spends all day in the bush fighting off lions, drinking 74 40-ounce beers while he's hiking in his Land Rover.
His hands would be rough. I don't think he'd be a handy. He does a lot of manual labor, and he's too much of a man to have soft hands for this wiener.
It's true. So, yeah, man, that was.
He says he's good with handy, but it's reserved for himself.
Ah, ciao. Well played. How bad did I say his name? It was not Lloyd? Like Harry and Lloyd?
It was Lloyd. It was just spelled, it was spelled wrong.
Oh, fair enough. Spelling's not a big thing. I'm going to blame that potentially on Riverside, because usually I just go from there to there. So if it was spelled wrong, Riverside did it. Not me, because, you know, I'm really good at spelling. I probably won a spelling bee back in the day. Did you guys ever win a spelling bee? I have a question before we jump into the spelling bee. What do you think that girl at your high school does for a living now? Did she ever go to jail? Did she end? You know, it's a small town. You don't have to tell me exactly. Did she end up doing a pretty good for herself, or did it just kind of just say, because it goes one of two ways. We all know a couple of those girls that are in high school that, you know, were, you know, doing things like that. And some of them turn out and they end up doing really well for themselves. And most of them do not.
So I do believe that I can't remember who won the spelling bee. Now, we had a geography bee as well. And your boy won that, okay? I can't spell worth a fuck, but I knew a little bit of geography back in the day. Did I forget all that information now? Yeah. Yes. But I still have my award. I still have my medal. I get to meet Alex Trebek.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the judges or whatever for the geography bee. And
the real Alex Trebek was a judge for your school's?
So it was for the state of Nevada, I believe is what it was. Or maybe it was like a regional thing, but it was, I had to go to UNLV to compete against people. First I won in my school. Then I won at UNLV against some scrubs. Okay. Who didn't know the world or their way around a map. And then I got my ass beat by a whole bunch of Asians, in regionals. So that was unfortunate. They know their way around the map.
Oh,
emotional damage.
Yes.
Okay, so you, all right, congrats on that. Me and Alistair back. Now let's go back to other said question that you giggled at. What do you think the person that, you know, was in a too short edited version song?
Oh. Did,
what do you think, that do you know what they ended up doing in life? Did they do all right?
I yes. So I did end up seeing her dad at a Sam's Club one time, and he was very upset with how many boys that he was always chasing out of his property. So I asked, I was like, hey, you know, what's she up to? I heard, you know, she was expecting. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what's so funny? He's like, she's having triplets. That's what she gets for being a whore in high school. And I was like, that's your dad. That's your dad. Those are your grandbabies. Those are your grandbabies. Okay.
Could you imagine if it was three different dads with three different kids?
That would be.
That shit can happen.
It could, you know, but I'm surprised it didn't happen. But yeah, so she did end up having triplets, and I think she stopped after that. She was a very small girl. And those kids all have big ass heads like their daddy. So, but yeah, now I know, I believe she's cutting hair. So shout out to Haley.
Sucking dicks and cutting hair. So this was not in the same state where you were like a stud geography.
Honestly, she heard of the rumors, so she was trying to, you know, get a gander of this old Johnson, because she's like, hey, I know you know your, do you know your way around a pussy as you do a globe? And I said, yes, I do. Yes,
and
I
you
do.
Were kind of, and you were kind of like,
with all due respect, sir, suck my dick.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of a clitoris. That's a weird dinosaur.
It's our favorite one.
She unfriended me on Facebook a long time ago. So
unfriended?
She did. She did.
The only reason I was asking if it was in said state that you won geography, and there's a lot of, you know, money to be made in a career that way, in a very legal career for doing what you truly do love. And I'm all about people pursuing what they love to do. So interesting. Yeah.
She would excel at a bunny ranch, I believe.
Probably, I mean, allegedly. Interesting. Well, shout out Haley. Brandon's just like, he's ready to go.
Every time he kept saying Haley, I kept thinking, go with him, Haley. The Eminem song.
Yeah. It's weird because my brain kept thinking Haley the hippo. Because when my daughter was young, a lot of Doc McStuffins. Rest in peace, Doc McStuffins. Rest in peace. I think it's done. I don't know if she died, but I think the show is officially been gone. Not 100% sure.
Why don't they do that for shows? You know what I mean? You know, for HBO and all these others, you know, we fall in love with characters and they die at the end of the series. I think if there's kids cartoons like Yo Gabba Gabba or something like that. Sorry, Fufa. You're getting a gat.
But I mean, obviously it's a kid audience. Like how would you say that? I mean, all Disney movies do it. I mean, there's all sorts of murders and death and sadness in Disney movies. I agree with you. Like if Doc's got to go, you know, maybe you say, all right, she got COVID and died. So kids get your shots or whatever, you know what I mean? They really want to push or get the right money. I mean, Kelsey got like $20 million to do the what is it, Pfizer commercial?
That's true.
Like, all right, listen, lots of kids scared of getting shots. And to be honest, it helped my daughter go to the dentist and shit. I was like, look, it, Doc makes it cool. Like, it was a cool concept. I mean, I didn't love the show, but then just be like, oh, why'd Doc die? Well, she didn't get her flu shot. Or, hey, she decided that she was, you know, all against getting, what are all the shots at the, like, the measles and all the stuff that hasn't been around forever because we all have vaccines for it, and then all these people don't get the vaccines for them, and then they end up dying. Well, she decided.
I'm just
going to
tell her that it was because she didn't clean her room. Doc McStuffins died because she didn't pick up her toys like her parents told her. So now she's dead.
She's dead. I mean, unless you want to. Yeah.
I noticed you have some toys on your floor.
That's the worst. Do your kids clean? Like, mine just don't. And I know, Brandon, yours are still fairly young. Ours are old enough to do that. And I've been trying. I've just given up. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not clean. You're old enough. I mean, I say old enough, but I mean 7, 10, 14. You know what I mean? Solid football scores. And they should be old enough to pick up after themselves. And it's not a hard concept, right, to clean. I mean, there's certain things. Like, I have my kitchen clean. My area is clean. Studio's fairly clean. The rest of the house, I'm just like, you know what? You guys want to live in clutter? Live in clutter, because I'm not picking up after your ass.
You know, three-year-old. In fact, we had this conversation this morning. She's like, Daddy, can I play with my cars right here? Looked over and there's just scattered babies and everything, not dolls and other things. Yes, and I'm like, you need to pick up these other dolls. And she's like, I want you to help me. And I'm like, I didn't help you play with them. You need to pick them up. So it's getting the understanding of that. Daddy and mommy clean up after you because we're so fucking mad. And that's why you don't have all of your toys down here, because you can't take care of them. So now they're upstairs in like storage, basically. Yep. So getting understanding that you play with something, you put it back where you found it, you know?
Yes.
Do you guys have that dad that, or that uncle or that grandpa that had like a tool shed or a garage, and he would just take you back there when nobody was around? I'm just joking. And he had a bunch of tools and everything was in the right place and it wasn't scattered. I mean, there was a place for everything. And he would use it and he would put it back properly. You're like, oh, this is going to be me when I get older. And then you get a garage and you're like, fuck, you're going to stack this on top of this box. Come back. Hey, that's where that steak knife went. You know, like. Yes.
I know. My grandfather was, you know, his shop was immaculate. He had, every drawer had a purpose. You know, everything was easy to find. He wasn't frustrated because he knew where everything was at. You know, with me, I'm like, all right, where the fuck did I put that Phillips screwdriver? It's in the kitchen drawer. Why? I don't know. We use it last. Okay, that makes sense. All right, I think it's probably in the kitchen drawer. That makes sense.
And nothing makes you more mad than when you know where something's at and your wife fucking moved it because she cleaned.
Do they do that on purpose?
That's great.
Have to.
Everything's clean from this area. Now, where's the shit that I was supposed? You know, I knew exactly where this was, and you moved it. I don't know. Fuck.
But let me ask you this. If grandpa and these people that had immaculate garages had cell phones in the internet and shit, do you think that they would still have immaculate garages? Because the internet sure makes you find some stuff and really kills some time. I know if I didn't have the internet, I'd get a lot more shit done. When I'm out camping without the internet, I get a lot of shit done. But when I'm around here and I got this lovely internet and this, you know, studio and the ability to just be and watch whatever the hell I want, I mean...
I was reading here too. Sorry, at the same time, from Lloyd, but that, I do believe that the internet has caused me to be even lazier than I ever could have dreamed of. So yes, I feel like without internet, I could probably get some stuff done. Would I? Probably still no. But I'd be more inclined for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, where I grew up, obviously the house that I'm living right now was where my grandfather lived as well, and there was a lot of country westerns, the news channel, you know what I mean, the same kind of stuff. You know, there was only so much to watch. I guarantee you, they have the internet because Graham, you know, she's got a tablet and she's on the internet, she's on Facebook. Holy shit! She's like, man, if I only had this. Just little stuff like how to crochet or how to make this or how to do this. Like, if I would have known all this and had the ability to look things up, holy shit.
Yep.
Yeah, libraries sucked back in the day. I always felt threatened with the weird kid that was always like drooling behind the ground. I'm like, are you touching your dick right now or are you looking up something? Like, what are you doing over there?
In this conversation is going to flow well into, I think, what Brandon has to talk about. But I was thinking old school, the ability to look things up, something my grandparents had, and actually something my wife collects is cookbooks. We love cookbooks. Just open something like, what are we going to do for dinner? Just going, whoosh, open it up, and there we go. So in Walmart, when we were Christmas shopping, I saw that there was a Snoop Dogg cookbook. And I was like, oh, shit. And it's awesome. I mean, it has everything from, like, the best munchies in his thing, and you just roll through it and you're like, all right, you know, he's got cereals and candies and all sorts of different stuff. But he had a fried bologna sandwich, and I sent it to Euban, and it was fantastic the way he made it. You throw butter in the skillet first, then throw the bread, flip it so both sides of the bread are toasted, you know, all right, which is brilliant. Take the bread off, put it on a cutting board, put mustard on one side of it. Then cook 3 pieces of bologna that you put the pre-slit in so it doesn't bubble up or whatever. Cook it in that. Then you layer it with the cheese. After you cook it for so many minutes, flip it and then cook it and then put American cheese on it. And the way that it melts, oh my, it was friggin' fantastic. And then in his opinion, and in there, he layered it with as many barbecue chips as you could. Oh. And I'm telling you, it was unreal. I ate the last 3 pieces of bologna that was in my house, and all I wanted was that. And, oh, man, it was fantastic.
Every time I leave this show, I leave hungry. Every time. Mm-hmm. I am starving. That sounds delicious.
I'm looking at Snoop's, From Crook to Cook, Platinum Recipes. He had several.
That's what it is.
Was it? There's the page. The page, it goes, what's in my pantry? Instant mac and cheese, soy sauce, Pop-Tarts. Ketchup, honey, tuna, hot sauce, seasoning salt, lemon pepper, and maple syrup.
Yep. Yep. And then there's one about cereal. Like he does the cereals. Peanut Butter Captain Crunch is definitely on there, and a couple other cereals. And then it's like OG Munchies. It's like Starburst, Twizzlers. He's got like Orbitz gum, like a certain kind of gum in there, and a couple other things. And I'm like, all right. I think Skittles is on there.
He's got good taste. He's got great taste.
Yeah. Yep. And remember how there's all those things that him and Martha Stewart were having an affair or whatever? Did you see the picture that's going around the internet of Martha Stewart?
She's hot.
She's like, what, 82? And then she posted a picture, and it's like making the internet go crazy. Let's see if I can bring it. Have you guys seen it or no?
No, I'm about
probably not.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it up. I mean, if you just type in Martha Stewart and then it says selfie, it says Martha Stewart, 82. Here, let's bring it up here.
Mama.
She's getting back into the thirst trap game. She shared a steamy bathroom mirror selfie on Instagram.
Smash. 100% smash.
See, old ladies is my game. You know what I'm saying? And I would smash.
82 and years old.
She's also a prison shawty. She is. Ooh. She's got her record, which makes her even more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, she is. I mean, there's a lot of people who are my age that I would just be like, you know what? Nope. Give me that. Give me every bit of. She's hot. 82.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, I would try to get her pregnant. This. Physically impossible.
I will just say this.
Cool selfie.
Would love to. Never mind. Not going to say it. I'm telling you off the record.
No, you have to. You have to.
He's like, oh, if it's what that bad.
With as respectable and high end.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
as high end and as respectful as Martha Stewart is, I'll say this. Would love to see her on the other side of the gutter. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Because you know there's that side of her.
God, I guarantee she knows how to give a good handy. Like, just those rigor mortis hands, some liver-spotted hands of hers, just, God damn it. She's beautiful.
How much money she would make on OnlyFans? All kidding aside, like, not that she probably needs more money or anything like that, but if she ever was like, hey, I'm going to be on OnlyFans, I'm going to post this many pictures for, like, 2 days, people would just be... What's the highest amount of money that you would pay to see her, allegedly, naked?
I mean, if my bank statement wasn't available to the family, I would say $100. I'd probably spend $100 just to say that I did it. Yeah, 100%. $100.
And so maybe she'll give you a free digital download.
Yeah, do I get to keep the library?
I think so, for $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too much of a cheap ass. I'd say 50.
50 is still quite a bit, but it is Martha Stewart, I guess.
I do want to say this, too. Everybody's all like, oh, Dolly Parton, she's so pretty and beautiful. Give me Martha Stewart every day of the week. Yep. Twice on Sunday, yep. And 4 times on a leap year. Oh.
Now, does Dolly have a fantastic set of personalities? Yes.
Yeah.
But you give me that, you give me that bathroom mirror selfie, Martha, any day. Gentlemen, I can't stand up. It would be a complete disrespect to you and this entire show if I did. she wins for sure, hands down.
Yeah, that's well done, Martha. Well done, man. I don't know. I was just trying to think like how much money you think she has into still looking good, or if she's just it can't be natural, right? There's not a lot of 82-year-olds that can naturally look like that, right?
Yeah,
I imagine.
She's had some work done, but no, Fat Daddy don't care. Okay.
Oh, I'm not saying I care, but oof.
I'd like to tip the doctor.
Yes.
I'd like to shake his hand.
Oh, shit. All right, Brandon, you said you had something good to talk about, right? I don't think anybody wants to continually listen to three adult men just kind of
hyperventilate
overly worked up over Martha Stewart. But maybe they do. And if you guys do, let us know. We'll pull up the 2020 pool selfie, too.
I had plenty to talk about, but all the blood is now rushing off camera.
prove it.
No, I'm kidding. So speaking of what, I guess this is about as good as a transition as we can get. Martha Stewart and food, of course. I bought for the first time a smoker this week.
Ooh, a pellet smoker. I heard that.
Yes. And yeah,
on your show, your live show there on Facebook, you were, was it a caller or whatever? I forget this, the minute that you do the power or whatever. You were talking about how you're getting a smoker. And I was like, oh, yeah, party line. I knew it began with a P. I was way off. It was on the briefcase. Yeah, and I saw that, and you were asking some people. So, yeah, let's talk, because I got some stuff that I can share with you I think you'll enjoy.
I bought a 10. Now, listen, I am a novice. I am as green as Matt's shirt right now when it comes to smoking meats. Now, I can eat them, but I've never actually done it myself. I've spoken to a couple people that are competition. What's that? Okay.
Oh, you're talking about smoking meats. It's like, that's not what I heard. Sorry.
Different kind of smoking. I see what you did there.
Daddy chill.
Daddy chill. I asked a couple friends what is the best piece of the easiest piece of meat to smoke? God damn it. And I heard a pork tenderloin or a pork loin. And so I went to the butcher shop and I got a pork loin. I'm not a fan of pork chops, like, cause you know why? Because they're always fucking dry because people cook them to 165 degrees and they get to be like this fucking gritty mess and the protein breaks down and it's like you're fucking chewing forever. And you can drench it in ketchup or hot sauce or barbecue sauce and it's just still awful. But I've got a 10.5-pound fucking tenderloin upstairs. Now I'm going to tell you something. I haven't cooked yet because I spent all day yesterday because I'm not a DIY guy. I am not good at with instructions. Putting this fucking smoker together by myself. Have you? Okay, imagine, you know what those pit? I got a Pit Boss. It's not a big expensive. It was like $600. It was not that huge.
Pit Boss is selling.
I don't know, right? It's not. I'm just saying. Well, I didn't buy, like, I spent $3,000 on a fucking smoke. Like, no, but I was head in barrel trying to screw in, because you have to go in the barrel to screw in the screws, and on the other side of the barrel where I can't see because my head's in the barrel, trying to hold the legs up and line it up. Not fucking easy. Okay, mm-mm. Did all that shit by myself. Put the wheels on, put the hinged doors on, put the little smoke stack chimney up. All the shit, got the racks in there and everything. And I am just, I'm sitting down and I'm like, I am so fucking tired. Why am I? And I'm like, oh yeah, because I'm fat and old. And then you have to do the initial burn. You have to burn off all the oil and shit inside. And so I did that last night, cooked it for an hour, had it going for about an hour. Of course, stuffed it with charcoal or pellets. Had it going for about an hour. And then I smoked a cigar.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And drank some Jameson Orange with some Diet Mountain Dew, which was actually not too bad of a mixture, believe it or not.
Interesting.
And but didn't cook. I'm going to go in there today. I'm going to open up the pork line. I'm going on and on here. Open up the pork line. I'm going to wash it off, rinse it off. You Dawn dish soap. dry it off, and then I'm gonna slather it in an olive oil, and then do a dry rub all over, salt, pepper, dry rub, and then I'm gonna put that bitch on there for about 2 hours. At, you know, 30 minutes, I'm gonna put it on there for the lowest setting, 180, just to let the smoke get into the meat. Because from what I've heard, When it's the coldest and when the meat is not the rawest, I guess, it takes in that smoke flavor the most. And so I'm going to let it cook on that setting for about 30 minutes. Then I'm going to turn it up to 250, 350, 250, whatever it is. I'll have to double check what it was. And then have that bitch go for about 2 hours. And then 145 is what we're looking for. I saw three videos of somebody smoking on a similar thing, pork loin. And that shit looks so good. I've got flavor injectors. I'm going to maybe make it some butter. I've got it all down. I'm excited. My next thing I'm going to, and I'm also got some, I'm going to make some mashed potatoes. I'm going to smoke those too on the thing for a little bit. So that'll be kind of a cool little flavor.
Dude, that's awesome. No. Yeah, you're right though. From anything that I've done and I've read is your first like hour and a half to 2 hours is really when you get the smoke taste. The rest of it is just kind of heating it up. And I'm going to tell you two things that every time I put the smoker on, these two things always get cooked. It's a smoked mac and cheese is always done, and smoked maple baked beans are my favorite thing to put on there. They are fantastic. And I think you talked about on your party line about people doing the cream cheese. Dude, unreal. It's one of the best snacks. Low heat, obviously. And you can do them with like a jelly type seasoning and some other different ones. We do at least a couple of cream cheeses every time we put that smoker on. It is awesome. Just get some crackers in there, some Wheat Thins, anything you want.
Fantastic. We're getting done with this and I'm going straight to the store to get some baked beans. I went to the butcher's and I got bacon. Mm-hmm. I've got a pound of beautiful thick fucking bacon, dude. I got some sausage, some of that like fucking like those like ring sausage.
Yeah.
And then I bought a 10-pound loin and then some cheeses and stuff. But I'm going to the
smoked
store today and I'm going to get some baked beans.
It's fucking fantastic. With the cheeses and the cream cheese, anything like that, it's just a real slow, indirect. And I have an electric, like Masterbuilt or whatever the thing is, with a side loader. So I don't even turn the main one on. I run all of the heat off the side loader with the smoke and stuff.
Whew. So I'm excited, dude. I am so excited. And they say when you turn 35, you either become really interested in World War II or you become interested in smoking meats. And I told Lindsay, I'm sorry, honey, it's both. I've always been interested in World War II and so, or all wars, really. History, yep, in general, not just like, yeah, wars. War. Like that.
No, you have to send us some pictures of your final result for sure, because that sounds delicious. And I got a lot of friends who are doing the same thing. They got smokers. Like my friend has one of those ones. It's like, oh, it has an alarm on it that notifies me on my phone of when I'm supposed to do this, and this. And I'm like, damn. Like, I was always nervous. I'm like, I don't have the time, or I'm just not smart enough to just remember to do all these different things and stuff. And he's like, oh, the app does it for me. And I was like, oh, now I'm interested. Yeah. Oh, yours
has an app.
I can turn the grill on. Check that out. It says Fat Daddy's Baby.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's the one I got, by the way. So it's not a crazy one. It was just a
that's still legit. A good, like I said, mine doesn't have anything. I legit have to go in. I have to feed it by myself. I do it all. I do the wood chips. I like the wood. The chips. Giggity over the pellets. I've done the pellet one as well, and I've done the charcoal ones, like the cheap green ones. Those are fun too. But yeah, no, that's cool. The app will definitely, and I really like that that they've kind of evolved. Traeger has also done a lot like that. I know a guy that I work with who's big into those and loves it.
That's what I think my buddy has. That name sounds familiar. I think that's what he uses or whatever. So
yeah, I think that was the same kind that Beard Gang and his connection or whatever had was a Traeger grill. But yeah, my coworker does it. He's gotten to the point where his stuff is so good that he was honestly thinking about kind of getting the right documentation and stuff like that and start doing it at like festivals and kind of like food truck style stuff. Like it's good. But even look at like Matt Gork Barbecue, the Gork Boys Barbecue that we had on the show forever ago. I mean, he started just in the backyard, just doing stuff with whether a Pit Boss or a Traeger or Masterbuilt, whatever. And then it got to the point where he had a tractor trailer and he was on Next Level Chef. I mean, he really elevated his stuff. It was a passion, you know, and I believe he went from being a gym teacher at a school to now running the school's food program because he's just really fell, you know, just, you know, the passion of, you know, cooking and making food and stuff like that. So
that's awesome.
No. While we're still on the subject of food, so say hypothetically you're ordering a pizza, right? And you ask for onions to be on that pizza. How are those onions put on that pizza? Like, how are they cut? How would you guys expect it to be cut?
I mean, I've seen them both. Like, if you go to, depending on where you go, like Domino's or Pizza Hut will probably julienne them, you know, with the long
curve,
like the C shape, yeah. I like them diced, but I don't. I mean, it's a matter of preference and like what their, you know, standard is, I guess.
I've always had it diced at this specific location, and then Matt, I sent you. So now maybe now it's not as crazy, but it looked like they made the pizza, forgot that there was supposed to be onions on it, went to the salad bar and just threw onions, a handful. I mean, I'm gonna send you a picture.
Now, while you're doing that, I'll say this. I've had a pizza where there's just so much inconsistency in how the onions are cut. There's like a petal that's like this, and then there's other ones that are like, what the fuck is this? I'm going to eat this whole mouthful of onion. Like, and I love onions.
Did I order a blooming onion pizza?
Yeah. That's what I mean. So now you can see it. So it's
here, I'm going to throw this up on the screen.
It just it seemed like an absurd amount of onions. Like, I mean, just those are some big ass pieces of onion.
Now, yes, you see the inconsistency. You see some of those that look like petals. Like,
yes,
there. It looks some of them are julienne and some of them are fucking just they didn't cut them up right. And the inconsistency of the evenness of the evenness of the spread.
Even yeah, the cut.
It's like they just went down one swipe because you can see the right and the left side of the pizza. No onion love whatsoever near the crust. Not
just,
at all.
Just went like this.
There's four slices of that pizza. That
pizza
is just
looks
be
good,
just,
though.
I mean, it wasn't bad. Now, the only thing is, though, is that you picked up the slice and the onions just fell completely off because you can tell. It was just, you could just shake it off with little effort whatsoever. But yeah, the missus was like, hey, that's the pizza she wanted. She's like, I want some bacon, beef, and onion. And I'm like, first of all, I think they forgot the beef. And I was like, second of all, it smells like onions really bad in this car. So I opened it.
New segment, rank this pizza. What's the score on this? Based on presentation, we'll let Brandon go. You got to taste it, so we'll let you go last.
Absolutely.
We're Based judge on presentation, if you were to bring this, sorry to cut you off. If you were to bring this, and I'm a judge at a competition for this, and this is your presentation, you'd get about a 3 or a 4. And it's the onions that kill it. The pizza doesn't look too bad. I'd give the actual pizza itself a 6 or a 7.
Yeah, my initial reaction was a 3.4 based on as is. You get rid of all the onions, straight pepperoni pizza. Is there anything else on there? Is it just pepperoni? You said bacon.
I believe it ended up being just pepperoni and onion at this point.
I don't see any bacon. So if it was just a pepperoni pizza and I could Google photo and remove all those onions with a click of a button, I'm going to probably jump in like a 6.1.
Yeah, and you know what? So with the presentation, I was going to say, you know, it was in the 2s just because it infuriates me with the lack of even spread of the onions. But taste test wise, you know, it was probably like a 6.4, a 6.5. It was thin pepperoni Pizza Hut pizza.
Okay.
What you expect.
That's from the Hut?
That is from the Hut.
Ooh, it turns out somebody can out Pizza the Hut.
Bada bing, bada boom.
There it is. I have this whole soundboard, right? And I know, like, oh, look at Matt. He's finally caught up to the 90s with the soundboard. I have a whole Stream Deck that doesn't actually work in Riverside yet. Like, I can't get it to work in there. So Riverside actually has its own media thing where you press a button. But every once in a while, you press it, and then you have to press the play button. I'm not sure why there's, like, you can't just... And sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. So if there's a little delay in my soundboard game, but I'm going to have to figure out how to get you guys access so once in a while you guys can press the fun sounds. Oh. And while we're on the show, I just added 2 more because Brandon gave me an idea. So there's a couple hidden ones in there that we haven't busted out yet.
I got kicked out of people's Twitches. They're always like, hey, you know, join my Twitch stream. And I'm like, I'm going to go support you. I'm going to go do that. And then I'll drop like $10, and I do the annoying little intro things. And they're like, hey, quit hitting that button. I'm like, but I'm giving you $1 right now with this button. And they're like, it's fucking annoying. Quit hitting it. And I'm like, I'm going to hit it again. Just every day. Yeah. And then I get kicked out of their Twitch streams. And I'm like, that's the last time I support you. Damn it. Give
me
my
$10
back.
If they kick you out and you spent money within 24 hours, they should have to refund the money.
Boom. I agree.
Although, I guess say you're at a concert and you're acting like an asshole. You're still buying the ticket. You don't get a refund if you're acting like an asshole. But I don't think that's being an asshole, right? It's not like you're drunk yelling or.
I mean, granted, they get to choose what they put on there, and they get to choose the amount. And if they don't think somebody like myself will spend $10 to drop 10 stupid random voices in your chat or in your live, you're wrong. I'm going to 100% do that every time.
Not to go back to barbecue chat, but I was just thinking that you should definitely have a conversation with Tony from the Dude Network.
I've seen him, same thing.
He does a lot of that stuff, and obviously him and his circle. Like I was on the show last week or a week before, and they had a guy on there that was like has won stuff in chili cook-offs. And I was like, oh, we got talking about chili cook-offs, and he's got a cool circle of, you know, barbecue, not only that, but companies. You know, I entered one of their giveaways and somehow won, and it was from Unky's Seasoning, and I won all these seasonings, a whole bunch of them. They sent some cool stickers, and there's even a as Brandon would say, that triggers Toby, a glizzy sticker.
The old glizzy gobbler.
But yeah, a lot of cool stuff. Man, I'm excited now. I want to bust out my smoker and smoke something for today.
Yeah, so go ahead and send all of your meat pictures to.
So my question for you is: you have
I have the new. Yeah,
I was just going to say, do you have like, where do you put your smoker? Do you put it, you keep it outside, like under a canopy or under a, because I don't have that. So I just actually put it in the middle of my driveway.
Yeah. So I've over the last couple of years spent money and now I have a pretty good size deck, D-E-C-K. Okay. Pretty good size one off the back of my house. And this fall, we spent money and we actually put a like roof and kind of enclosed it. But for the winter time, I only put the plastic just to kind of keep the wind down. So back there, we have our solo stove and a bunch of wooden stuff. We just sit out there with some bonfires, and that's where I put the grill and the smoker and everything. So three of the four sides are closed, so there's still ventilation and everything. But that's where I would definitely put that. And I don't have to move it, because every winter I'd have to put the grill. I keep the grill out most of the time because it's a Weber charcoal grill. I've had the same one for like 15 years. They never die because they're awesome. And the smoker. Tell you what, charcoal, get that Weber. I got the Weber grill, and then I bought the pizza attachment, so it actually turns it into like a pizza oven. It is fantastic. And more or less, I mean, you could do it with any of the Webers, but the way that they do it, it just makes it so instead of being like 450 or something like that, it actually can raise it to like that 600-700 heat, because with pizzas, you want it hot as hell for a couple minutes, rotate, yeah. Take out. Dude, it's so good.
So it's worth getting that attachment, because I have a Weber as well, so it's 100% worth it.
I love it. The only thing that is hard, and I think where we live, is in the wintertime to get the grill to get that hot. Just being so cold, gotcha. You know what I mean? And they're still there. And, I mean, the attachment is solid. I got the official Weber one. I had a buddy that got, like, one that was close, I think probably off Amazon or something, and it didn't quite line up. I mean, all you're doing is you're paying for the temperature gauge, a piece where the lid comes up at an angle, and then the grates. The grates were kind of shitty, but all that does is it helps you put your charcoal in a C shape, and then it gives a little spot where you can put the wood. So it just essentially puts all of the heat in the back and then forces it to the top, so you're just heating the shit out of your pizza stone.
Sweet. Okay.
I love it. It's one of those things. Do you want to spend the money for the pizza attachment, or do you potentially, and this is kind of where I was at now and I still contemplate it, or just buy a separate pizza oven? Like they make the ones that are the wood fuel combos, or you can just get a propane one. Even like Solo Stove has a pizza oven. And I've been trying to get them to send me one because I was one of their first affiliates ever. Now Snoop Dogg's an affiliate. I'm like, man, I got some good taste. Like I was thinking the other day, like AeroPress, I was working with them out the gate. And now Steve-O from Jackass is AeroPress. I'm like, I got some good taste. These huge names and celebrities are working for ones. No wonder why they don't need me anymore.
I do remember the pizza oven thing or the pizza stove. I reached out to a lot of the people on TikTok or on the shop whenever that you could like request a free sample. I went to every single store that was offering that pizza. But I was like, hey, you want to give me a sample? They're like, you haven't posted in 3 months. And I'm like, I would if I had a pizza oven. I'd post almost every day, you know, and I would cut the fuck out of the onions. I would make them extremely julienne, okay? I would. I would do you proud.
That's funny.
Yep. There's some good ones, though. I mean, anywhere from $300 to $400. I mean, you can get a pretty decent, you know, backyard pizza oven thing. And I don't know, like, I'm addicted. Like, I would eat pizza every day. Like, I'm addicted to not only that, but, like, I have an awesome homemade dough recipe. And, like, I would use the pizza oven way too much, I think.
I would get so overly confident with my pizza-making skills that I'd be sending Dave Portnoy my videos every single day. I'm like, look what you could just come over here. Taste this. Like, what company are you with? Nobody. Just myself. Come to my backyard. I'm going to make you the best fucking pizza. And I do have to give him credit. The undercarriage is the most important part of the pizza. Has to. If it is not, if it has too much flop, get it away from me. If the grease is coming right off the pizza, get that shit away from me. Am I still going to eat it?
Yeah. Oh, am I going to be upset about it? Man, that means there's good cheese on it, brother. Come on, man.
I'm talking. It's when you pick it up and that the end of the pizza just drops down. And there's like 100% 90 degree angle, and it's just dripping. Or if it's sitting in the box, and then you go to pick up the bottom of the box, and you have to just wipe your fucking hands because it's so greasy on the bottom. Amount.
That's a tough one.
That just comes from that's the fat and the cheese, my dude. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I love it.
That just means me and the toilet are going to become best friends within 10 minutes.
Well, you're eating pizza. It's not like you're eating broccoli.
So let me ask you this.
Which is, it's a preference. It's a preference.
Say, first of all,
go to pizza.
I would never eat broccoli. Joke. How dare you?
First of all, fuck you with the broccoli.
You never and the broccoli would I put can it, go fuck yourselves.
And sorry, I wouldn't put back. It on a pizza. What's your go to pizza styles and pizza toppings? I mean, it's hard to have a go to, but I feel like if in a pinch, there's an order that we typically do. Like, I love a New York City style pizza with the bigger, you know what I mean, just the crust, the bigger slices. You know what I mean? And I honestly love a classic good cheese, but I also love the combination of pepperoni and bacon. If it's a good bacon and a decent pepperoni, fucking fantastic. I love that. But if I'm doing homemade ones, we'll do like some crazy shit. I mean, I'm sure you guys have had it up here, but the big thing up here, because it probably came out 30 years ago where it was cool, so it's just hitting up here, is the Big Mac pizzas. People love them. Oh, you haven't had?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing up here. It definitely, I mean, you can look them up all over, but you get the Big Mac kind of toppings, the sauce and everything, and make it into a pizza. It's absolutely fantastic, man.
Now, you remember I was telling you about the Runza's, Euban?
Yes.
I make a Runza pizza, which is similar to the Big Mac pizza. So it's just the cooked cabbage, the cooked onions, the cooked beef with a bunch of good, mozzarella cheese on a pizza. And instead of a tomato-based sauce, I usually use like a cheese sauce.
Oh, hell, God. See, with a Big Mac pizza, I haven't made it because there's other people that do it, but I'm pretty sure they just take the beef. They have the Big Mac sauce, the cut-up pickles and everything. They put it into the meat, so it's all one mixture, then put that on the pizza crust, then cheese, cook it, and then when it's done, then they sprinkle the lettuce on top.
Oh, I'd fucking, so that lettuce good. Is still crisp.
Mm. Yep. It's really good. I
did mention, sorry to cut you off, to the missus about the Runza's. I was like, hey, I was like, first of all, I have no idea where we're located at. Cause I was like, that's a geography winner here. This was, I was like, I thought we were like 30 minutes away from Falls City. She's like, no, it's like an hour. I was like, yeah, I looked at it. We looked it up. It is indeed an hour. But I mentioned, have you ever ate there? And she's like, yeah, you haven't. And I was like, no, apparently I'm fucking weird because I haven't tried this. And she's like, whenever we were little, she's like, we used to make these homemade. And that was a very common meal. And she's like, I've never made that for you. And I was like, I'm incredibly picky. And she goes, maybe that's the reason why. And she's like, it's going on the menu. So I'll have to send you some pictures. And whenever she makes her homemade ones, I'll give you guys a rating. So.
And Fall City is the dick of Nebraska. It's right on the tip of the corner. If Omaha was the nose, Fall City would be the dick. It's like as far close to Missouri and Kansas as you can get. To answer your question, Matt, worst style of pizza is St. Louis style. It's that little cracker crust bullshit. Fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. The best kind, in my mind, is a tie between New York and Detroit. Now, I like Detroit because it's buttery and the cheese like gets crusty on the sides. It's a square pizza and it's a little thicker, but it's not like a Chicago style. It's really good.
Michigan and Trumbull. If you're ever out that way in Detroit, stop at Michigan and Trumbull Pizza. Fantastic. So you guys, there's a place up here. There's only one place I think that offers the pizza in square. So if they are like, hey, square or circle, what are you going?
Oh, square,
circle.
Ooh,
Because for me, I'm not a thin pizza pan or a pizza fan. I'm not a thin pizza pan either. I don't identify as one. I'm trying to think if I had to go.
Hey, Buckus, did you hear that? Coach, he's cursing.
Brooklyn style. Brooklyn style is probably top tier. But like you said, bacon, pepperoni, top two combo. But I was put buffalo sauce on top of mine. That's my go to.
Solid move. Solid. This was the one I was going to play for you. It's not going to play. Never mind. It was a you being high reference with the calling yourself a pizza pan. I mean, these days you can identify whatever you want it to be.
I just thought it was thin.
Thin, yeah.
It's an optical illusion.
I think I've given up on trying to be thin and in shape. Like, woke up the other day and I'm like, man, I'm almost 40. Because I was, debating, trying to get back into working out and this and that. I'm like, why? I don't have anything. Like, I don't need to be in shape. It's not like I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to run a 5K today. oh, we got to, hey, you know, my buddies call me up. We got a pickup game of basketball going on. You want to play? Like, I don't have any need to be in super good shape. I don't think I want to put myself through it. I think I'm just going to accept the fact that I'm just am what I am. You know, 40-year-old rocking a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt, rocking the dad bod, you know.
Very sick shirt. I like everyone's shirt choices today. I like the color of yours too, Brandon. That blue color is just phenomenal.
It's a Beard Law shirt. It's one of the, I don't know if it's the original, but it's one of the older ones.
Man, I miss that guy on your shirt, that Logan guy. If anybody sees him or hears from him, can you let us know? I mean, I did hang out with him not too long ago, but it's like, I'm like, come on, man, get back on the show. Like, what else are you doing? Like, right? You have more time than ever. You're done work at 3. Come hang out with us. Come hang out with the boys. Sunday morning. It gives you a reason to wake up and drink a beer on a Sunday when we record. Like, it's got to be good for you.
Absolutely. Now, the point in my life, too, that we were mentioning, you know, looking at our bodies or whatever, is whenever I was getting ready to take a shower and then I realized I had to take a shit and I'm just sitting there naked on this toilet and I'm looking down and I go, Jesus Christ, this is what peak performance looks like. This is a body of a god. And I had the door just wide open. Been married for a long time.
Is it because it's the god? Remember the statues where they all had like little teeny peckers? Is that 100%. What you meant?
That's the only reason why I'm always like, my wife's like, hey, let's go do something fun. You're going to go look at museums? She's like, why do you always want to go look at the statues of like the Romans and stuff like that with tiny dicks to show you that it's perfectly acceptable, okay? Quit laughing when I get out of the shower. It's not cute, okay? He's a little shy. He's a grower, not a shower, all right? Fucking people
coming
out here.
I have to ask you this. You triggered my brain, which is a weird thing to have you trigger when you were talking about having to shower and shit. But my brain went back in the day, one of the worst things that I think could ever happen was when you had to shit and you were in the shower, then you had to get out and take a shit, and then you're all like, but now that I'm a bidet guy, it doesn't really matter because I spray my ass anyways and clean it. And you got yourself a bidet for Christmas. Is that right?
I did. I have not put it together yet. Because so I shouldn't let people make fun of me. They got it to me as, you know, for a gift for a reason. But there I was sitting there. Maybe I got a little stony baloney, but I walked back in and I was like, I'm gonna put that fucking bidet together. And I was like, all right, yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm over there. I disconnected the line and my wife comes in and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, get ready to install the bidet. And she's like, oh, you're actually gonna really install it. And I was like, yeah, you got it. It's a gift. And she's like, yeah, it was more of a gag gift. And I was like, I'm going to use it. Like 100% going to use it. And she's like, oh, okay. And walked away. And I'm like, now I'm not using it, bitch. God damn. So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to just establish my dominance. And I'm going to install that bidet. And I'm going to look her deep into her fucking eyes, naked, mind you. I'm going to be completely fucking naked during this in my godlike form. And I'm going to use
drinking
it.
Drinking out it's of the bidet.
Magical. Oh. It's going to be like Lady the Tramp version, but the 2023 version. It's going to be me sitting on the toilet. I just wish there was one on the other side so we can hold hands and do it at the same time.
Mm, yeah. So if you do need help, let me know. I'll walk you through it. It's super easy. Super easy. I'll be there for you. Not with the naked. I mean, if you have to be naked and put the bidet together. But if you want to, you know, do the whole dominance thing, just like dogs, go in and just piss everywhere. I mean, that's what dogs do. Pee higher than the next person, I think, is the thing with the dogs. The higher the pee, the more dominant dog. So just piss everywhere and then go put your bidet together. Don't drink out of it, though. But if you're going to, do it the very first time because then there's no shit on there. I still recommend don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm going to FaceTime with you and I'm going to be on the poo map. And we're going to sync over there. I'm going to give you a review of my poo and the review of the bidet. It's going to be a twofer.
Dude, I can't wait for the first one. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I was a little nervous. I didn't know what to do. I say, honestly, ease into the pressure. Like, it can be pretty intense. So ease into it. Don't go full blast or it's going to lift you up off the seat. And make sure, accidentally... I don't know if yours has a front and a back option. But if you hit the front, it's going to spray your balls, and it doesn't feel good.
Just getting ready to ask, have you ever accidentally hit your testicles? Because that is a genuine fear of mine, having, you know, small dick, big balls. A genuine concern that these bad boys are going to get hit, and it's going to be icy cold. Okay, like Poseidon's going to kiss these nuts.
I don't know which model you have, but if it doesn't have a front spray, you're good to go because it's only made to shoot up your ass. But the front one is mainly for the ladies, so they can use it. and cleaned some things. But yeah, I think somebody else in the house switched to front at one point, didn't switch it back. I wasn't really paying attention. Psh, right off the balls, and it was not a great time. Then the stomach ache, and then I had a turd in there that I didn't know needed to come out, so I had to spend an extra couple minutes on there. And you know, even with the squatty potty, it helps get that last scoop out.
So, I gotta get the squatty potty. I feel like I am just missing out. I gotta get it.
Yep. I mean, I'm to the point where I honestly feel like, especially after the Texas Roadhouse shit and having to wipe for 45 minutes, it felt like it wasn't. It was like a solid couple minutes, but it was frustrating as hell. And then the auto flush toilet just kept flushing every time. Like, so I had to stand up because I was getting some backsplash. Must have been the angle I was at or whatever. And just splashing. I'm like, God damn it, this is pissing me off. But then I'm like, you know what? I can't be too pissed because, I mean, the whole situation next to me, there's two men not having a great time, one in the wheelchair. One, you know, having to help the guy in the wheelchair and some said things that were being said, which I'm going to tell you after we press stop, because I'm not going to say it on here. But and Brandon, I think, has something that he was going to say after that he wouldn't say on the show. So, well, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say we'll get out of here. It's New Year's Day, and Brandon's got some meat to play with and smoke. Euman's got to put a... he's got to put together a bidet and some meat to play with. And I'm going to X out of, because I was thinking about buying a pizza oven. So I'm going to close those tabs so I don't buy a pizza oven. The group chat is going crazy. The boys are fired up for football. So we're going to get out of here. Maybe we'll have a watch party. Not that anybody listening here will care about that. But either way, we can't thank you enough. Make sure you guys check out Fat Baby Bourbon. Really cool story I'm going to get into next week, because I forgot to do that. But seriously, check them out. All the links in the descriptions of this video, if you're listening to this, still in the description, or you guys can go to any of the Beard Law social media. It'll be out there. Really awesome New York company that I'm excited to support, especially if you're into bourbon. And one thing I'm going to leave you with, Brandon, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about cigar smoking. It was the Burt Kreiser Something's Burning. There was a dude and there was a girl on there, and I wish I could remember who it was. Should probably... I'll look it up real quick. But they were talking about smoking cigars, and the girl on there, they do this health stuff or whatever, but apparently there's something in the cigars when you're smoking them that actually make the man's penis more erect for longer and harder. And she was like, she compared it to, like, she was like, you know what I mean? When she's having, you know, intercourse with her husband or whatever, and normally there, but she can always tell when he's smoking cigars. Because she goes, in her words, she said, it's so much harder, it almost feels like a big dildo. It was Lauren and Mike Bostick.
Euban's making notes.
Yep, he's like, cigars, okay. He's going to smoke all three.
Yeah, I was like, guess who's lighting all three of them at the same time? I'm about to be more erect than the Statue of Liberty.
I didn't fact check it, but I have to imagine, like, they were talking about this stuff and it flowed into the conversation. So there we go. If you guys don't believe me, go check it out. It's Wellness Hacks with Lauren and Mike Bostick. Something's Burning, Season 3, Episode 12. Not a friend of the show, but Bert, if you're listening, we'll talk cigars. And he's big into the marijuana now. We can talk about that. We can talk about whatever. Yes. But either way, can't thank you guys enough for obviously you guys, Euban, Brandon, Jay McDermott. Follow him on all the social medias if you would like. There's going to be some new meat content from the Food Daddy, so make sure you check that out. And you've been whacking off. You know, he's going to post when he wants, where he wants, and just like that, we're going to have the poop map. We're going to have the spank map, and Euban can put everywhere that he spanks it.
I feel like that's self-incriminating. I feel like that could possibly get me arrested. I'm just...
that's a bad idea. That's the one bad idea. But either way, yeah. Listening to this, also a bad idea. Shout out Joe Myers. He said that he listened to us for the first time in a very long time. It was last week's episode, and said he put it on at work, and him and his coworkers were laughing throughout the episode that we're getting better and better. So whether he's just being super nice because it's the holiday spirits or he enjoys it, can't thank him and everybody else enough. That's all we got. I'm going to stop blabbing. You guys have anything else?
That's all I got, guys.
Be sure to check out the Body Wrong podcast, the former Steve Winwood Fantasy Football League, for all of your debauchery needs.
Yeah, we're getting serious. We're getting serious. So if you were there for fantasy football, there's still a segment. But Body Wrong. And apparently there might be some merch available on Amazon. We'll have to see if Burley can stop getting that taken down for using the wrong things in the description. All right, that's all we got. Be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. We're out of here.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Beard loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand, and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit, lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, in beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather around, well, listeners keen, to the Beard Loss Podcast, a vibrant scene. With beard loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.